When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Every day, all day long, when you need it, always here for you. Appreciate being able to bring you the best when it comes to sports meeting life from around the country and the world. And happy to invite for the first time onto the show, Dante Strickland, running back from South Brunswick High School in Monmouth Junction, New Jersey, who is verbally committed to the Syracuse Orange. And I'm happy to bring him on here to talk for the first time with everyone listening in that's a fan of Dante Strickland and that's a Syracuse fan looking to get to know him a little bit more and a football fan in general. Dante, how you doing?
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Dante, first and foremost, before we start going into Syracuse, what was the whole recruiting experience like for you? I mean, you've made your decision. You got another season to go for high school football, so it's out of the way. What was the whole recruiting experience like for you?
My whole recruiting experience was it got hectic pretty quick. You know, first month after the state championship game, we played at Rutgers. We ended up winning, beating Alpen 33-22. I scored two touchdowns, and from there, Rutgers and Virginia were the first two schools to come in. And from there, it was just nonstop phone calls, tweets, Facebook messaging, coaches, reporters, and it was fun at first, but then after a while, it just got so much pressure on me, stressing me out, you know. But at the end of the day, now I just know where I'm going, heading to Syracuse next year, you know, it's awesome.
When you made that decision to have your school done as far as where you were choosing to go before you started your final season in high school for Monmouth Junction, What was going on in your mind, you know, to know that South Brunswick's final season for you was coming up in Monmouth, New Jersey, and now you're all finished with recruiting? Is this something that you envisioned, or did it just kind of work out this way?
Well, at first, you know, my plan was to commit on September 14th, my mom's birthday, but then I had sat down with my parents, my family, my coach, you know, talk to them separately, and it just got to the point where I just needed to get the commitment off my chest. And when I had visited Syracuse for the first time, I loved it up there. Coach Acosta had a perfect visit set up for me and my dad, and then from there I knew it was a perfect fit. So then the next time I visited up there, it was probably a month after the first visit I went up there, I brought my whole family up there, and they loved it as well. And I knew once I pulled the trigger to commit there, I knew it was the right choice. So Just knowing that I'm going to a school before the season starts and I'm already committed is something to get off my chest, and now I can just focus on being a student and getting my grades up and doing everything I need to do just to stay healthy and everything, help my team to win the state championship this year.
You said that recruiting got crazy for you when Rutgers and Virginia started coming in after one of those big games that you had, and now it's all said and done as far as your verbal commitment. How important to you is your word? I mean, is this as good as paper? Is your recruiting done, or do you still feel like there's a chance you could change your mind?
I thought about that at first. After I committed, I was like, am I going to stay loyal? Am I going to stay 100%? Am I going to leave? But I think they're real about me, so I think I'm going to keep my word and stick with Syracuse the whole time.
What makes you, like you said, you thought about it a little bit at first, but now you're thinking you're going to stick with Syracuse. What was it about Syracuse that has made you want to be loyal to your word?
Just talking to Coach Acosta every day, Coach Schaefer messaging me here and there, Coach Eric White, you know, messaging me as well. Just having talked to them day to day on the phone, messaging, and just hearing from them how big of an impact I can make on the team coming in as a freshman, I think is just put them over the top, and just made me want to stay loyal to them and just stay there and stay with Syracuse the whole time.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreissigApparel.com, that's DreissIg apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. DreissIg apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissIg apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Satora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreissig Apparel at DreissigApparel.com. Dreissig apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreissigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreissigApparel.com, Dreissig apparel.com. Also, fanhands.com that you heard from, with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. Fanhands.com, the universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me. And I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot
And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my... When I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle. Not to dread having to drive home. Not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car. And I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences and I've had the not so great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com.
What did the coaching staff say to you as far as what you can be coming in the incoming class of 2015? What did they say you could do in the backfield right away?
Well, first they saw my highlight tape, and from there they knew I was a special player. And hearing it from Coach McDonald, Coach Smith, Coach Acosta, Coach Schaefer, and all the other coaches that I could be an impact player as a freshman, as a true freshman coming in, you know, coming from high school ball to play D1 college level against the Florida State, the Clemson's, you know. So from there, I think what they were saying is that I could come in and be an impact player from the jump, and I was ready to take on the thing for them that they need for me to get done. So I'm ready already, I think so.
When you talk about, you know, what they saw in film, that you could be a really special player, what would you consider to be your best attributes if you had to tell me as a coach, if I was sitting across from you and you had to tell me what you feel you do best, what would you say on the field you can give me?
I would say that I was very versatile. You know, I could play more than one position. They saw on my highlight tape that I played safety. Then I played receiver, I played quarterback in the Wildcat, I played slot, I can catch. So I would just say that I'm a very versatile player and that I could do a lot of things on the offensive side. And if not, if they need me on special teams, if they do need me in a package on defense, I could be on the side of the ball. So probably just a versatile player.
You said to me that running back is where Syracuse has you at with this commitment. Have they talked to you at all about the opportunity to do something even outside of running back?
They said running back and slot, as of now. So those two, running back type receiver.
When you know that there's guys out there like Brizzly Esteem, who's currently on Syracuse, who's been utilized in that way where he can take a handoff and at the same time he could be a slot receiver, he could be one of those quick pitches to allow him to kind of just take it and go with it. How much do you know about Syracuse's offense right now and some of the weapons that they're utilizing currently?
I know a lot about their offense, that, you know, they're kind of an open, like, power eye type of offense and everything. And they said that they're looking to fit me in to their type of program or change it up so I can help them as a program. And when I heard them say that was kind of just a shocker, like, wow, they really do want me, they can use me, and I'm just here to help as much as I can coming as a freshman. And, you know, just them trying to base their offense on me means a lot, you know, coming in. I'm a senior in high school, I haven't even signed with them yet. Just for them saying that, you know, telling me that they're being real loyal to me and everything, so sounds great right now.
As far as your relationship, we're talking about the coaches, but I really want to get into them individually for you. Bobby Acosta, the tight ends coach for Syracuse, was your recruiting coach, a guy, like you said, that you talk to all the time. What's your relationship like with Bobby? How would you describe his connection to you?
His connection with me is insane. I can't even... No coach has competed with him. You know, he messes me every day, you know, asking me how my day's going, asking, did I get better today, you know, checking out how my family's doing. And no coach has ever done that. The main thing that a college coach has never done is that he came to my school and went straight to my counselor. to see my transcripts, you know, classes for next year that my counselor has set up with him. Talk to her every day, talk to my parents, me, and, you know, just him doing that to come all the way down to South Brunswick, which is a 4.5-hour drive from Syracuse, shows a lot that he's a real loyal person as well. And just, I'm ready to play under him as him being my coach, and I just can't wait.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24 if you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With orientations weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today.
How would you say, you know, your feel for, you know, how he views you? You know, you talk about how much he's come out and made it a point that he wants to be a part of your life, that he's looking at every single piece of who you are to really get to know you and taking a lot of interest. How do you feel, you know, if I were to ask him right now in his eyes how he sees you, What do you think he would say?
I would say probably, well, I mean, I hope he would say a stellar athlete, you know, a humble kid that's trying to live up a dream and turn it into a reality. You know, just coming from him talking to me every day, he knows me as well as anybody on the coaching staff. And just for us to have the bond already before I'm even up there, you know, is something special. So I think, you know, I'll probably leave it at that.
I want to look at another coach on the staff for Syracuse, Dante, and that's DeAndre Smith, who will be your literal position coach as the running backs coach for Syracuse. What is your relationship like with DeAndre? How close are you guys? How often have you been able to interact with him?
I would say we're pretty close. We're getting there. The first visit I took, he was actually on vacation, I want to say, and I had Skyped in with the other coaches, and from there, the smile on his face that I saw was just unbelievable. You know, from when the second visit that I came up to with my whole family, he was there, and just to finally meet him, that knowing that he's going to be the coach that I'm going to see be with every day, practice, games, meetings, breakfast, anything. Me and his relationship, you know, I think it's pretty well right now, but it's just going to keep getting better as soon as time goes on.
As far as the head coach, Scott Schaefer, what can you say about him and his involvement in your recruiting process?
With him, it was that he came to me, he messaged me on Twitter and told me to give him a call after my visit or whatever, and we talked for about a half hour, I want to say, and just him pouring out his feelings about me coming into the program was just, it hit me after I hung up on him, I would say, because I had called one of my former coaches and told him about the conversation we had, and just hearing it from a college coach at the next level on him pouring his heart out to me on how he thinks I could be such an impact player was amazing, I would say.
So in being an impact player, we talked about your versatility, Dante. What would you like to work on? What area or areas do you really feel like you need to get better at before you get up to Syracuse?
Obviously, I need to put on some weight if I'm looking at coming as a true freshman. But I would say something to work on is I would field vision. Probably just getting my speed up because, you know, ACC ball is known for a lot of quick running backs. Just having my speed to where it could be, I get the ball inside and, bam, breakaway speed and just go for 50 yards or something like that. So probably just working on my speed as well as my field vision and everything like that.
If I was to hand off the ball to you right now, would you look at taking it up the middle, or would you like to break away and get on the outside and not go through the middle of the pile? What type of running back do you consider yourself to be right now?
I love running up the middle. It's been that way since probably Pop Warner. Coaches would see me and they'd be like, he's, you know, smaller side running back. But now it's been at the point where when I run up the middle, I would rather, you know, make a guy miss, a linebacker, safety miss, and then take it to the outside and go one-on-one with a corner. Or, you know, but ever since I was younger, I always loved going up the middle, taking the contact if I get hit, or just being able to put a move on a linebacker or safety coming down.
When you look at the history of Syracuse, Dante, with the number 44 with Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, first African-American to get the Heisman Trophy, to Floyd Little, to everybody that not only wore number 44, but Jerome Smith, who came out of Syracuse and is, you know, working on his NFL career, and other guys that have found their place in the NFL, whether it be for a short time or a long time, as running backs coming out of Syracuse. What does that history mean to you as an incoming player?
That history means a lot to me. Actually, when I went up there to visit, Eric White, he would always joke around saying, like, Dante, you could be the next guy to wear 44. But I was just thinking they were joking, and they were actually being 100% serious with me. You know, if I get my stats up to what they're wishing that they would be my freshman year, sophomore year, and then they said they'll have a meeting junior, senior year to see if I could be honored to wear 44. But I know that's about a shoes to fill, you know. But just to, if it comes down to if I'm able to wear that number, I'll be so honored to wear it. And just being able to wear it with all those other Jim Browns and everything, having 44 on in the game, repping it for my family, you know, that would just mean a lot.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream. That phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt is now inside the Wake Up Call Sunday. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sunday. So Carvel Light, giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sunday in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the Flying Saucers, to Cookie Puss and all of the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future. And also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity. And that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Danzatora broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now. 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreissigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreissigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreissigLady.com. Head there now. DreissIg Lady.com.
Having that history, having that number 44, when you bring it all together in realizing what's going on in your life right now, did you envision this playing Pop Warner football? I mean, is this something that you always felt like, you know what, I'm going to get there? When you looked in the mirror, did you see Dante Strickland playing college football with an opportunity to go to the NFL? I mean, is that something that you've always seen in yourself?
I would want to say, you know, football wasn't really my main sport when I was growing up. I actually did not ever think I would get an opportunity like this. You know, football, basketball is my main thing. But I would want to say, when it hit me and I first started playing, I wasn't the best on the field. It was like I was third string running back, and I was like, this is not for me. But after a while, I started my next year, I had 13 touchdowns, and then from there, I was like, all right, like, this could be my thing. And then after a while, I gave up basketball and baseball, and I was like, I'm sticking with football. But at the end of the day, it didn't hit me to when I would think I would be at this level until probably after my sophomore year when the offers started piling in, and it hit me that I could actually go to the next level and play, and then if I do well at a D1 level, you know, take the next step and go to the pros, you know. It didn't hit me till like probably sophomore year, though.
You're on a team that is going to be utilizing multiple backs this season. It's what Syracuse has become accustomed to in the more recent past, that there's three or four guys, five guys during the season that are going to get at least one handoff. Are you comfortable with knowing that you're going to be in a system that most likely is going to share the field among a bunch of running backs?
Yes, I would like to say, you know, as long as I'm helping the team out, we're winning games, you know, everybody's happy, and as long as I'm on the field, if that, you know, anything that goes that the coaches need me to do, I'm ready to play. You know, it doesn't matter if I get the ball 100 times, it doesn't matter if I get the ball one time. As long as I'm helping the team and we're winning and we're doing what we got to do, it doesn't matter to me at all.
When you look at Syracuse and the ACC and all of the talent, like you had mentioned before, Syracuse every year is going to play Clemson, they're going to play Florida State, they're going to play Louisville now. When you look at the schedule that's going to be with you, no matter what, every single season, how do you respond to knowing that you're going to be putting on orange and blue in the ACC?
You know, actually, I saw on Twitter the other day that somebody said that Jameis Winston was staying for the next 2 years, and I actually got a message from one of my friends saying, like, yo, you're going against Jameis Winston probably your freshman year, and I'll be his senior year. And, you know, just going against those schools, you know, you got to, to be the best, you got to beat the best. It's always my mentality. So to be in ACC now, going against the Florida State and national championships, Clemson's, Louisville, you know, Boston College, them, going up against them, I think is a great opportunity, you know, for Syracuse to come out on top, and, you know, now to beat the best, you know, just to be on top and become. I think if we work hard enough, start looking for ACC championships, national championships.
Big words coming from Dante Strickland. And before I let you go, Dante, I want to take a look off the field at your life. And first and foremost with that, your family. What do you consider to be your closest support system? I mean, some of us go by blood. Some of us have family that's made up of people that are blood and aren't blood. Some are all friends and adopted parents and whatever that may be. So how does your family really define itself to you? Who would you say is always there for you in your support system?
I would want to say my family, you know, we're always together on everything. I actually have tattoos on my arm with all my brothers and sisters, and I got my last name on my inner arm. And just the fact that I have them inked on my body for the rest of my life, you know, means a lot. And they're always here for me. We talk every day. My parents, my brothers and sisters, they call me all the time when I'm not home. You know, just the bond that we have can never be broken, I think. You know, the fact that I have this opportunity to go to college for free and my parents don't have to pay a dime, you know, anything. And that brought tears to my mom, you know, and seeing it from her, just seeing all the hard work I put in, you know, what I say, you know, if one of us make it, we all make it. You know, we're one big happy family, and I think nothing will ever tear us apart from anything like this. So this is just a great opportunity, you know, that I have the opportunity to play at the next level and being able to wear Strickland across my back on national television, and then being in the stands, you know, cheering everything, just being there, means a lot to them and as well to me. It's just another accomplishment. You know, this is not the end of the run. You know, I'm fighting. We're all fighting for this one thing. And if God permits, and I do end up making it to the pros, then just having that one day where I can tell my mom she doesn't have to work anymore, and, you know, taking care of her and my family, you know, that's all I wish to do.
You made the statement, if God permits. How big of a place does God have in your life? How important is your faith to you?
I would say, you know, he does a pretty big part of my life, you know. My family, you know, we're all sports. My little brother Devin's basketball, brother Danny's baseball, my brother, other sisters are working all the time. So, you know, I don't really get to church that much. But my grandparents, you know, they're pretty big on God and everything, but just going to church with them sometimes, you know, my mom, she's always telling me do the right thing, and hey, he's always watching over me and everything. So just knowing that I have a feeling with him, you know, and being there watching for me at all times, you know, just I'm very thankful for him.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Boreo's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Boreo's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Boreo's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, they're with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is the type of company that I like having with Dan Satora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Boreo's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Boreo's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Dan Satora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Boreo's through Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Stay close to WakeUpCallDT.com as well as Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT. That's CALLDT to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Boreo's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway overlooking Oneida Lake.
Looking at where you've come from, finishing up here with Dante Strickland on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com. Dante, coming out of where you are in Monmouth Junction, New Jersey, how has life been like for you? I mean, what would you describe your atmosphere and your environment as coming out of that area in New Jersey?
I would want to say, you know, it's a blessing. You know, we don't, South Brunswick, you don't really hear about them. You know, growing up and college football, the NCAA was coming out, and we had a running back, Vince Davidson, who was going to be the first guy, you know, going to the D1 level and going to be in the college game. And come to see that South Brunswick isn't even his hometown on the game. South Brunswick wasn't on there. And then we got another one, Muhammad Sanu, who went to Rutgers. You know, he did pretty well up there. That's actually one of my close friends. And then they didn't even put South Brunswick in there for his hometown. They put Sarah. So then from there, you know, I still go to 707s and out of, like, away from South Brunswick, and people still ask me, like, yo, where's South Brunswick? They don't know about it. So for me, you know, having an opportunity to put SB on the map again, you know, following the footsteps of Mo, TJ Taylor, and them, it's just another honor, you know. Just coming out from a place where nobody knows anything about, and possibly being the next one to make it from here is a good opportunity, I think.
And you said Mohamed Sanu, good friend of yours, going to Rutgers and then moving on to the NFL and the Cincinnati Bengals at wide receiver. What has your relationship been like with him growing up, and, you know, do you guys still keep in touch in this moment?
My relationship with Mo is probably insane. You know, we went through the same things at a young age and everything. Him having to go through, you know, the same recruiting process as me, and I would always go to him first if anything happened with the recruiting process. You know, he would always tell me how to take on coaches or reporters. I would work out with him. I would stay over his house here and there. And his little nephew, Muhammad Javi, he's one of my best friends. He actually got an offer from Rutgers a few weeks back, and he's coming to me asking me the same thing because Mo's out in Cincy. So, you know, it's just kind of like the pipeline of me and him, that the bond that we have, you know, just like a, he's, you know, another brother than me. Anything I need, I go to him. He gives me, you know, helps me out and everything. So having him here is a huge impact, I think, because everything that he went through, I'm going through it right now.
Well, I can definitely appreciate that, and can see that you seem like to have a good head on your shoulder. You have a good head on your shoulders right now, which can help the people coming after you, which I think is just as important to you as helping yourself, from what I'm getting here. And Dante, I can appreciate that, and definitely appreciate having you here on the show, and would like to have you back on to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora as time goes by to check in and see how you're doing. And really thank you for what you've done so far, not only for yourself, but for other people that you care about.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Nice. Have a nice day.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.